tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There've been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation. That my trials come, they come to only make me strong. But there's been times I felt so all alone. But in my lonely hours, yes, those precious lonely hours, Jesus let me know that I was his own. Trust in Jesus. Oh, I have learned to trust in God. Oh, through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word. Oh, I've learned to depend upon His word. Yes, I've learned to depend upon His word.
In me you have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world.
Some are looking forward to a bright tomorrow. Others make the best of what they've got today. But all I want to see is the man who died for me, and I'll know him as my king when I get home. Takes me nearer to the time when I shall see the Lord. When I look into His face and I'll see amazing grace, and all that I can say will be, I love you. It's not as though we'll always find it easy. It's not as though we'll never feel like giving it up. But this one thing I know, where He leads me, I will go on that straight and narrow road that takes me home. Every moment of every day, every step along the way, takes me nearer to the time when I shall see the Lord. When I look into His face and I'll see amazing grace, and all that I can say will be, I love you.
The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Go, I'm sending you out like lambs among wolves.
I want to love you more each day, to be more willing to obey. I want to know the joy of sacrifice and give my life away. I want to trust you more each day, to be more willing to obey. I want to show
If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it. What good will it be for a man if he gains the whole world, yet forfeits his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God.
Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my hands and
I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given to you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body.
Jesus, be all glory, honor, and praise.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne.
Fills our land. Still some people
people doubt he'll ever come again. But the word of God is true. He's gonna redeem his chosen few. Don't lose hope. Soon Christ Jesus will descend. Signs of the times are everywhere, and there's a brand new feeling in the air. Keep your eyes upon the eastern sky. Redemption draws.